I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Wednesday, March 3rd. One of the better, more recognizable patterns in the heavens is that of our featured constellation this week, Leo the Lion. Found due east in the evenings this week between 7 and 8 o'clock, he looks similar to the Great Sphinx in Egypt, his head and shoulders formed by a backwards question mark to the upper right, extending to the lower left where a triangle of stars marks his hindquarters. Leo is among the oldest figures in the sky, found in written records from Mesopotamia 6,000 years ago. In ancient Egypt, the lion-headed goddess Sekhmet was associated with the Eye of Ra, the Egyptian name for Leo's brightest star, Regulus. Both cultures associated lions with the strongest element in the heavens, the sun. 6,000 years ago, the sun would have been moving into Leo near the summer solstice, when the sun reached its greatest height just before the flooding of the Nile. Curiously, the lion-like sphinx faces the direction where the lion would have risen. Leo's brightest star, Regulus, catches our attention tomorrow on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.